The wind moved across the surface of the lake, like breath upon a mirror. In the stern of the canoe, Charlie Stevens dipped a paddle to bring us around again over a submerged field of weeds. We were fishing for early season pike. Charlie was a retired Maine game warden, 30 years in the service, and the best woodsman I'd ever met. The evening before, I'd happened to remark that I'd never caught a northern pike on a fly rod before. Charlie had sat upright in his chair, as if the notion offended his sensibilities, and said I needed remedial schooling if I was going to have any future at all in the warden service. It was my first year on the job, and every day I was learning how little I actually knew about my new profession. And so, here we were at dawn, on a distant body of water whose name was unfamiliar to me. "How do you know this place, anyway?" I asked.
"Oh, this was my first district when I was a new warden back from the war."
The canoe rocked gently, almost like a cradle.
"Course, it's changed a lot since those days."
I waited for him to go on, but he pressed his lips together and squinted across the lake toward a mist-blurred line of trees. In my experience, retired wardens loved nothing more than to tell tales about their escapades in the North Woods. I was always having my gullibility tested by some gray-haired joker who believed the point of spinning yarns was to see how many lies he could pass off as the truth. Charlie's approach to storytelling was to casually mention some brush with death he'd had as if it were a humdrum matter of no particular interest. That very morning, on the drive over, I was shocked to hear him let slip that he'd spent months in Vietnam as a prisoner in the Hanoi Hilton, in the same cell block as John McCain. I wanted to believe the old geezer, but I had been raised a skeptic. I reeled in my line. "How has it changed?" He raised the dripping paddle toward a point of land where the pines had been cleared to make way for a cedar shingle mansion.
"Do you see that monstrosity of a domicile? They used..."